Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program Extension Agents, Family and Consumer Education for the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are doing well today.
I am, and I hope you are as well.
I am indeed, and we have a terrific, or should I say delicious, subject to talk about. Tell me about this October being Popcorn Month, Carmen.
It is. When we think about fall, sometimes popcorn comes to mind. It smells delicious. It's a great snack. And so I thought it would be fun for us to learn a little bit more about popcorn today.
Absolutely. It's been around for a long, long time, hasn't it?
It has. And when we think about popcorn, it's probably one of the first snack foods that people had access to. It adds fiber to our diet. It's low in fat and calories. It's naturally gluten-free. And so not only was it a great snack in years past, it's still a great snack today.
So you're telling me that that snack that I crave every night before bedtime is actually healthy?
You are right. And you're not the only one that's craving that snack. It's actually estimated that Americans consume around 13 billion quarts of popcorn a year.
Wow.
And that equals out to about 41 quarts per each man, woman, and child. So you are just joining the crowd when it comes to wanting popcorn each night.
You know, Carmen, I might be an overachiever. I might be doing more than my part there.
Well, I think it probably isn't going to hurt you too bad. I was really interested when I started learning about popcorn that there's actually four main types of corn, but only one of those actually pops.
Really?
When we see corn out in the field, probably most of it isn't popcorn. We see sweet corn, field corn, Indian corn, but popcorn is the one that's probably one of the most fun because it's almost magical how that actually happens.
It really is.
Popcorn actually differs from other type of corn in that it has a thicker hull, and the hull allows the pressure from the heated water to build and eventually burst the kernel open. It almost turns it inside out. It's just really interesting when you think about that there's gelatinized starch in that kernel of corn, and when it gets hot, it pops and spills out and cools, and that gives popcorn its shape.
Somebody has studied this, and it sounds like you have.
Well, I ate some popcorn and learned all about it while I was doing it. It's really interesting that popcorn actually has to have moisture in order to pop. It takes about 14% moisture per kernel, and if it doesn't have it, it can't pop. And one of the things that I learned was that we actually need to store our popcorn correctly, because if there's the moisture evaporates, then you're not going to have corn that pops. And I can remember seeing popcorn in a glass jar in the refrigerator. Well, the glass jar was actually a good thing. We need to store our popcorn in glass or plastic, but we really need to store it in a cool place like a cabinet or a cupboard. The refrigerator, it doesn't have any moisture in our refrigerator much, so it can actually dry the kernels out. So the refrigerator is not the best place to store your popcorn.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen is a Family and Consumer Education Agent, Cooperative Extension with Allegheny and Surrey Counties, and we're talking about, I think, one of both of our favorite topics, and it's popcorn, because October is Popcorn Month, and learning some really neat stuff about popcorn. Now, there is something that's fascinating to me that I think you're going to share with us that I never knew about the kernels that don't pop. Tell me a little bit about those.
The kernels that don't pop sometimes are called old maids, and I can remember hearing my grandparents talking about, you know, there's a lot of old maids in the pan tonight or whatever. Might have been because they didn't have enough moisture in those. But actually, if you have kernels in your popcorn that are not popping, you can put some of those kernels in water and actually shake them around for a couple days and rehydrate that popcorn so that it will pop.
Really?
So that you can save your old maids and hopefully help them to pop by adding a little bit of moisture to those kernels.
How about the shape of popcorn?
This is something else I had not really thought about, but when I saw pictures, it really made sense. Typically, there's two different types of popcorn. There's a snowflake type and a mushroom type. The snowflake type is the kind that's used at movie theaters, ball games. It looks a lot bigger and it just pops larger.
Yeah.
And so that's the type that's used when they want to make you think you're getting a lot. And technically, we do get quite a bit when we get those big containers of popcorn when we go out.
Mm-hmm.
The mushroom type of popcorn is more of a round piece,
mm-hmm.
and they use it for popcorn balls, different types of candy confections, and the reason it's chosen is that it doesn't crumble. So it's more of a round piece, and the other types of popcorns are more of a snowflake looking, not a real symmetrical piece of popcorn.
Big and fluffy looking, like you're just ready to eat it. Yeah.
Just ready to eat.
Yeah. Our guest is Carmen Long. We're talking popcorn. It is Popcorn Month. And you mentioned, Carmen, at the top of the program about it being basically a healthy snack. Does that mean low in calories?
When you think about popcorn, it only has around 30 calories per cup if you do air pop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do popcorn pops in oil, it adds some to that, around 35 calories per cup. Where we get in trouble is when we put that melted butter on top. So
yeah.
If we can avoid some of that, just the popcorn itself is a great treat.
Don't reach for that says movie theater butter popcorn.
Probably would be better to leave that one on the shelf.
Where is most of the popcorn grown?
Actually, most is grown in the Midwest. And when I was growing up, I lived in Indiana for several years, and we had a lot of corn that was grown in that part of the country, and probably some of that was popcorn. The majority of the corn that we see, though, as we mentioned earlier, is field corn, which is used for livestock feed.
Mm-hmm.
But there is popcorn grown there as well, and it is a great snack food. One of the things that's interesting that I learned is that popcorn was a popular breakfast food.
Really?
Back in, yes, probably the role model for breakfast cereals today. It's a whole grain, so they were on the right track. But during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, popcorn was eaten just as we eat cereal today with milk or cream poured on it.
Well, now, Carmen, I have to confess that I have had popcorn for breakfast here at WIFM before, but I...
Did you put milk on it, though?
No, I didn't do that. I just...
No, me either. I've not tried it with milk. I really can't visualize what that would taste like, but I might have to give it a try.
How is it that we, as a nation, I think, seem to think more about popcorn as we get toward the fall and winter months and the holiday months? What's that about?
Well, I think initially popcorn was used as decorations and foods in the late 19th and early 20th centuries as well. Popcorn balls were actually given as gifts. It's low cost. It was something they had access to, and it was just associated with special fun times.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, even during the Depression, it was something that families continued to enjoy. It was relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And as movie theaters came into existence, it really took off because that was something that they could sell at a relatively cheap price. People could afford to buy it, and it just made those movie experiences even more fun.
Interesting to learn, too, that World War II may have played a part in Americans having more popcorn.
There wasn't much sugar, so they didn't have access to candy. And in exchange for candy as treats, they switched to popcorn. And it's estimated that during this period of time, Americans ate three times as much popcorn as usual.
And I guess they ate a lot at the movies, too, because when television came along, it was a different story.
It was. And there was actually a slump in popcorn consumption during the early 1950s when television became popular. People weren't going to movies as much. But eventually, people got the idea if popcorn was good at the movie theaters, it was going to be just as delicious at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about popcorn today, actually popping popcorn is the number one use for microwave ovens. And I do know people that actually have a microwave, you know, situated near their TV so they don't have to go to their kitchen. They can just hop up, put that popcorn in, and not miss any of that favorite television show that they may be watching.
Once again, Carmen, you have given me an idea. I don't know if I can sell it to my wife, but you've given me an idea.
There's really small pop or microwaves that wouldn't take up very much room.
That's true.
I do enjoy using a hot air popcorn popper, and that's one of the fun things that we've done with kids is actually showing them the different ways that popcorn can be popped.
Yeah.
A lot of kids don't realize even what a popcorn kernel looks like unless they have some of those old maids in their their microwave popcorn bag, because they don't see the popcorn prior to it being popped. It's sealed up in that microwave container. And, you know, a lot of microwaves even have that popcorn control button that you just press and it instantly makes it. But
it sure does.
I think it's really fun to steal popcorn, to pop popcorn on the stove or over a campfire or even that hot air popper. It just makes it really magical when you see that popcorn popping.
Carmen, what could we do maybe if we want to dress up the taste or change it a little bit? What would be something we could do with popcorn?
Actually, there's a lot of different topping options, and popcorn.org, which is the website for the National Popcorn Board, has tons of different recipes. If you want to do a sweet option, or if you like more of a savory option, there's recipes for any taste preference that you can think of. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can actually contact us at Cooperative Extension and we can send you some popcorn recipes.
Wow, terrific. Carmen, I thank you so much. What would be numbers we could contact you? I guess you have a couple of different ones now with Allegheny.
I have a couple of different ones. I do. The Allegheny number is 336-372-5597. And the office in Surrey is 336-401-8025.
Our guest today on Extension Today, Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. It is Popcorn Month. October is. And Carmen, let's go celebrate and have a big bowl of popcorn. What do you say?
I think that sounds like a great idea. Everybody just go pop some popcorn and enjoy.
Carmen, thank you very much. Love talking with you. Look forward to the next time. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Danny.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.